We all have a mandate to reach our community, but Jesus' commission includes going into the entire world. This applies to the church as a whole, but also to us individually. Some can go physically, which includes mission trips, some vicariously by sending others with their money, and some by their prayers. Oh, we need prayers, I tell you. David and I have been privileged to have this opportunity many times, travelling to England, Thailand, Singapore, and the Philippines and other countries. We've often visited Malaysia and thoroughly enjoyed our time there. We love the people, the hawker stalls, the markets, but our focus, of course, was ministry and evangelism. Jesus' passion was our purpose. Our ministry varied from camps in the beautiful highlands to church services in the city. However, outreach in Malaysia is a little more challenging than what we were used to in Australia. It's only permitted to preach Christianity to Christians. So evangelizing the non-Christians seemed to be very difficult. On one of my trips to Malaysia, I had the devastating experience of losing my precious engagement ring. After much searching, I decided to give my ring to whoever had it. So rather than feeling I had lost it through theft or misadventure, I could view it as a seed I had sowed, not only for a replacement, but also for souls. While praying about this situation, I felt God speak. He spoke about the value of a soul. He equated the despair I felt in losing my engagement ring to what he felt about the loss of a soul, about what he felt for a lost soul. Many of us go about our daily lives not realizing what it means for a soul to be lost. But for God, it is devastating. It is not his will that any should perish. Since then, we've had many soul-winning opportunities, and my ring was eventually replaced. Ironically, I picked it up on the day we returned from our next visit to Malaysia. One of the outreaches in Malaysia was at a huge, classy restaurant. A Christian event cannot be advertised as such, but we did play our outreach music and Dave preached. The young waiters there were like a captive audience. They stood all around the walls watching for opportunities to serve the guests. The diners, however, were all listening to the songs and the message, so the servers just sat there. They had nothing to distract them from them listening too. Along with the invited guests, they were a very willing audience that enjoyed the music, the testimonies, the creative speaking and healing of the sick. God can make a way even when there seems to be no way. One of the doors that God opened for us was to go to Estonia. As we've learned, every new setting is full of the unknown and the unexpected. This trip was no different. We had learned that you must walk into every situation cautiously, with ears and eyes open, continually looking to God for wisdom to deal with the unexpected challenges that will inevitably arise. When we arrived at Tallinn, we were full of expectation and ready for anything. Our accommodation was at a former Russian military facility. It was originally a communication center for the Soviet nuclear submarine fleet, but had recently been converted to a living Bible college. So that was our accommodation. We settled in and eventually met the team, which consisted of a very enthusiastic evangelist, some musicians, and an audio operator. The plan was to minister in a church on Sunday, then travel to strategic regional towns, set up a tent, and do evangelistic crusades each night. The Estonian team didn't rely on pre-organization. They simply trusted that God would open doors and guide them as they went. Now, if we had realized this sooner, we would have found it much easier to understand some of the things that happened on the road. Prayer had to be the answer to our challenges, as communication was almost impossible. Dave and I were there with only our guitars, so we relied on a drum machine and expert electronics to produce a full sound and make up for the lack of musicians. We had to work hard at keeping relationships sweet and making sure the spiritual enemy was not interfering. we were so aware of the fact that working together in unity was one of the keys to a successful outreach. No matter what sacrifice it took, we were determined to stay in unity with the whole team. After leaving early Monday morning for no known reason, we arrived at an isolated town. The organisers found accommodation alternatives for us. The other lesson we learnt on that trip was that it is not necessarily how good you are that impacts people, but how much you love them and are prepared to get to know them. Dave and I arrived in Estonia for these outreach concerts with only our guitars and drum tracks. The team had put together a worship band, and at other times they had local bands join us. And they were very polished, very professional, six-piece bands that played very well. However, during the day, after setting up for the evening concert, Dave and I spent a lot of time with the local young kids who were on school holidays and bored in their little small town. Along with some local Christians and a few grandmothers, they proved to be the majority of our audience at night outreaches. On the long, warm summer days, the young children and teenagers have nothing better to do than make the most of what was available to them for entertainment. The green grass, hedges, and lots of energy. That's what they had. They loved to show off their skills to us. Dave used his camera to film their antics, such as somersaulting over the hedges and rolling across the lush nature strips. After performing their tricks, they would gather around the camera, glued to the little screen, while Dave played it back to them. This amused them no end. He also used his cleverly developed skill of speaking like Donald Duck to provide them with lots of laughter. We spent many hours building great relationships with them. Even though we couldn't speak a word of Russian and they couldn't understand much English either. When it came to the evening concert, as far as they were concerned, we were not just playing music to them, it was an extension of the relationship we had built with them during the day. I think the other band was a little perplexed as to why we were so well received by the audience when they were putting out a superior sound, but it was more to do with the time spent with them previously building relationships. The fact was that all this personal relating and laughter opened them to us and to our message, the message of Jesus. At the end of the night, they responded to the good news and received Jesus. We give all glory to God for his strategies to win them over, albeit in an unconventional way. Every community has unique needs. On our visit to Bali, we played at the Kerobokan prison. Many responded to the altar call at the end. It was awesome. You know, the windows were open and really the music went out to the whole prison. We also played in schools there in Bali. We also played in the biggest nightclub. After a large combined church service in the venue, we were invited to come back and play at night to the nightclub patrons. God can certainly open doors as we just step out in obedience to what He is calling us to do.